Johnny in the city of the Holy Faith, Santa Fe, New Mexico, on Immaculate Heart Radio. Hey, Johnny.
Hi. How would you guys address the position I take that we are born with an innate sense of right and wrong that's independent of religion? Because I hear the argument often on that if we're not religious, we have no idea what to do or what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah,
as much as it's fun to ignore it and change the topic. Carlo, what about this idea? Morality is something not based at all in religion, but it's inborn.
Right. Well, Johnny, we would agree with you to a certain extent that morality can be arrived at by the natural light of human reason. You see, in our Catholic tradition, Johnny, we have what is called the natural moral law. And that is to say that we understand morality having, in philosophy, we call it a proximate ground. So like an immediate grounding of morality we identify in human nature. So we look at human nature, and we see that human nature is ordered to certain ends, and the achievement of those ends constitutes the flourishing of the human being. So we do this all the time. I can look at the plant there. I see the plant has a nature. There are certain things objectively good for the plant to flourish, certain things objectively bad that will impede the flourishment of the plant.
Yeah.
Same thing applies to human beings. There are certain things that are good for us as human beings, certain things that are bad for us as human beings, and I can know those things by the natural light of human reason. So, Johnny, you and I can actually know without any appeal to a supernatural divine revelation, even without appealing to acknowledging God's existence, on a certain level, we can know what is good and bad for you and me, given our nature as human beings. That's what we call the proximate or immediate grounding of morality. But ultimately speaking, Johnny, we're going to need to postulate the existence of God in order to have an ultimate ground of morality to give objective reason why I should live in accord with human nature and not.
One of the main themes of Father Spitzer's latest book, The Soul's Upward Yearning,
if
memory serves. Joe, thanks for the call. Johnny, I should say.